You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We start with Arsenal against Hull. This is at 12:45 on Saturday. Arsenal are 4-7. The draw is 13-5. Hull are 6-1. Arsenal have met Hull in the FA Cup for the past, well, this will be the third season, and they won it the last twice. So is it a good omen for Arsenal to play Hull in the FA Cup? We'll start with you, Derek.
Well, yeah, possibly. But, you know, there's a big FA for Arsenal, isn't it? And the F surrounds a team called Barcelona, who they're due to play on Tuesday. If you're an Arsenal player, you've got to have at least 1.5 eyes on that match. There's a danger of complacency against Hull, and that will be a danger, because Hull are going great guns in the Championship, top of the table. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong here. I could have sworn, I'd have put money on this, that Hull went to Arsenal a few seasons ago and won 1-0, and they were 20-1. Am I getting that wrong? Didn't it went under the Phil Brown days when they first came up to the Premiership about 5 or 6 years ago? I could have sworn they won 1-0 at Arsenal, and it was 20. They were 20-1. Maybe it was Man United they won at, but it was a big team. And now we're having to look at odds of 6-1. It doesn't cut the mustard for me. I think Arsenal are beatable, principally because of that Barcelona tie coming up. But I don't think your odds compilers are giving anything away. What I will point punters in the direction of is Hull's defensive record, which is very good indeed. They don't concede many goals. Furthermore, their last five games have been 0-0 at half time. You know, that's more than a blip. And I would suggest a draw at half-time, Arsenal to win at full-time at 3-1 could be the way to play here.
All right, nice way in there. What do you make of it, Lee?
Yeah, that is an interesting way in, actually. I was looking at the Barcelona thing has to be a major factor, because, you know, it's the be-all and end-all for their season at the moment, Arsenal. But I don't think, no one would obviously say that, you know, going out of the Champions League is part of their plan, you know. But, you know, I think if they could win the Premier League, they would take that over the Champions League this season if you could only win one of them. I think that would be massive to Arsenal fans and to Wenger. So, you know, I don't think they will weaken down massively for the FA Cup match just to make sure they've got a team ready for Barcelona, personally. I think it'd be worse going into the Barcelona game off the back of a loss or a poor performance. I think you need a bit of momentum. And you know, even if Arsenal do weaken down, Steve Bruce has said, and I quote, "Making changes for the FA Cup game is the only option I've got." They've got Tuesday and Friday games to come. He did say Nick Powell will play. There's no place for the Arsenal loanees, Akpom or Hayden. So I think they're going to be weakened down more than Arsenal will be weakened down. And, you know, and if we were going, you know, Hull City reserves against Arsenal reserves, I'd still probably take the Arsenal reserves at home anyway. And I think Arsenal probably have a stronger team than the Hull one that goes out there. And I think I'm a strong believer, and I think Derek probably agrees with this, that if a manager says that I'm weakening down and making wholesale changes, it does send a message, and I think the players do get that message. So I'm with Arsenal here. I think I was reading a piece about goals in the fifth round, and many of the games, I think it's 60% of the games over the last 5 or 6 years over 2.5 has landed. It actually lands in a lot more of the games where there's no top club in them, i.e. you know, your top six in the Premier League. But I think this is one where Arsenal will win this, and I think they'll try and get it done relatively quickly. I wouldn't be against Derek's bet, to be honest with you. But I can see goals in it, so I'd be looking at Arsenal to win and over 2.5 goals here. I think Hull could nick one, but I think Arsenal could either win this 2-1, or they could maybe even get three past Hull. I think Hull will have their eyes firmly on getting back to the Premier League.
Well, an Arsenal winning over 2.5 goals is 13-10 in the betting there. And I suppose it's kind of obvious when you say it, given that they've won the last two FA Cups. But it's 14 consecutive rounds that Arsenal have won in the FA Cup now. Yeah. And Arsene Wenger's record against lower league opposition is quite phenomenal. 40 games, 31 wins and only one defeat.
Yeah, and I think actually the FA Cup has kind of paved the way for them to be more confident to have this tilt at the Premier League this season, because it's got them back into winning things. And it's a hard habit to break, isn't it? And so I think there's a lot of those players will have obviously been to Wembley twice and won the cup, and they'll have a nice feeling about the cup now. So even if it's a weaker team for Arsenal, they'll still have a winning mentality, in my opinion.
Okay, so Arsenal for Lee and over 2.5 goals. And Derek, you're going with draw half time, but Arsenal still to probably.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, if that doesn't win, it's not, you don't feel so bad about backing a 3-1 loser. It's when you're backing 4-7 losers that, you know, it's painful.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.